loving life in Somerset.
BBC Somerset.
Are you ready for this, Ross?
I am.
Let me just take a swig of my tea just to brace myself for this. I haven't actually done any public singing, I don't think on my own ever. Singing runs in the family. How about you? Have you got a musical family?
Yeah, well, we're always singing in our house back home. But not professional by any standards.
You're always singing in your house.
Well, yeah, we always had the radio on. Yeah, we're very we're a bubbly sort of family. We're always singing. Yeah, I'm not worried about singing in front of other people in the house, in home. I'm not sure about public. I've done it before in public, but not for a long, long time.
Can I paint you a picture right now? I know that somewhere in Wiltshire, my mum is listening attentively to the radio, turning up slightly at the moment, because she's desperate to hear me singing properly. Now, I sang a happy birthday the other week, but I did it with the cat in front of me in a silly voice, because I find it embarrassing singing in front of people. So this is the first time probably ever that she'll hear me actually trying to sing properly.
That's one thing we brought up that when we were there, that a lot of people are embarrassed about singing, especially in public. But I couldn't have found a more welcoming group of guys. And I'm sure there are loads of other sort of barbershop sort of choirs which are very similar. They're very welcoming. And there's no sort of judgmental remarks. It's all positive. Yeah,
they were great. They were so nice. They were the Rivertones. They're a vocal harmony group in Taunton. We've used barbershop as a phrase a few times. And that is the best way to describe them, but it's by no means the barbershop that you sort of see with the guy said
they're not very keen on being called barbershop, even though they are barbershop singers, because it puts people off. They do have an image on the head of sort of straw hat with a cane, sort of pinstriped sort of suit. It's not like that.
No, and they do some traditional barbershop songs, but we're going to hear a song after we play us singing. We're going to hear them singing properly.
That's what people are looking forward to.
Quite a contemporary song. Okay, so this is what happened then. We left it at about sort of 10 past 11. We played you our story of the night, so going along, joining in with the main chorus, and then Peter talked to us a bit about how they get people involved, and he was the main guy, Peter Gover, is the chorus director, and then he set us this challenge, didn't he? He set us the challenge to learn the final line of a song and then perform it with two other members of the group in a barbershop quartet style and do it in front of all the guys. I had no idea we were going to do this before the night.
I didn't know.
I just thought we were going to stand and sing with the full sort of 30 to 40 of them. But we practiced behind the scenes. We did do it a couple of times, and we did it with a couple of extra guys. So there are four in a barbershop quartet. There's the lead, who sings the normal melody line. So that was my role. There's the tenor, isn't there?
Yeah, tenor.
No, there's not. Oh, yeah, there is. The tenor, the bass, and the baritone.
Yeah.
And Ross was the baritone, which was described as...
It's apparently the twiddly bit, which sort of isn't the normal melody, but I was told the technically advanced part that I played. Mm-hmm. And he said, he picked me out from the crowd, and he said, "Ross, I think you're the person to sing the baritone."
And he picked me out to do lead because it was the driving force.
The driving force.
So I had a lead person next to me, and you had a baritone person next to me, and we practiced. And then they took those guys out and left us on our own to sing it. Okay, so we practiced a little bit, headed out to perform. So, right, it's a bit blink and you miss it, because it is only the final line of the song Words by the Bee Gees. So here we go. You'll hear it a couple of times, because they've got us to do it again. Okay. This is Murray singing tenor. Love Murray. Colin singing bass. Brilliant low voice, Colin. Lovely mutton chop sideburns. Ross singing baritone. And yours truly singing the lead and starting it all off. Right. Enjoy.
It's only words, and words are all I have to steal your heart away.
Too kind.
That's a nice feeling.
How is that?
Okay, so there you are.
I don't get that sort of
applause during the week. You know, that's very good.
Excellent.
Good.
Well done. That's after 1 hour of singing. I think you could do with 2 hours.
It was really enjoyable, actually.
Yeah.
It's a real high, isn't it? Like?
It is. It's great to come along and sing with some guys, relax, have a drink at the end of it. But the serious intent is to perform to the public and get it right, so that all we can give them when we go out and sing is our voices.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. And all they can give us back is applause, just like they did with you then.
We'd have to do it again, though, didn't we?
We didn't fix that, did they? I didn't pay much. Would you like to hear it again?
It really was a fluke.
To prove it wasn't a fluke and we've got it right.
We've sort of backed off this time, haven't we? I'm getting further.
Right, okay. Standing in their arc formation side by side, here we go then.
It's only words, and words are all I have to steal your heart away.
It can be done. That's the membership registration.
Our registration form here. That's already filled out for us.
You've got no idea what utter magic it is to be able to do that with two guys that have just walked through the door. That's just absolutely brilliant to do that.
Thank you. That's great. Thank you very much.
That's the first time you've heard that back, isn't
it? Yeah, it is, yeah. We're not that bad. We're not as good as them.
Oh, nowhere near as good as them, but never mind. I enjoyed that a lot, and I genuinely was terrified singing in front of everyone, but I think it was important that we did it, because I wanted us to go in there and really feel as if we were going
in. Yeah, put ourselves in the shoes of someone who's gone there for the first time.
And show that actually, even if you are scared of singing in front of people, it doesn't have to be a big deal, does it?
No.
It doesn't have to be. You certainly don't have to do that.
All that clapping wasn't rehearsed. That was genuine.
Thanks for adding that, Ross. There you go. Me and Ross officially singing as part of a barbershop quartet. We're going to return to the Rivertones in Taunton tomorrow on the show. We'll hear from lots of the members of the group to find out why they're involved with what they do. But I think it's about time we hear how it's done properly. Here are the Rivertones singing. I think both, it was probably your favourite from the night, wasn't it, this one?
Yeah, this is a great song.
Yeah, it's both mine and Ross' favourite song from the night.
Tonight, now it's late to rest.
Tell you what, it sounds even better when you're there and it's in front of you. They were the Rivertones. They're based in Taunton, and some of the guys come from far and wide to come and sing with them. There's a guy who lives up in Clevedon, someone in Sherborne. They have a few guys from Devon as well, but the majority of the Rivertones are made up of people from Somerset, guys that just love singing together and have a brilliant time. Such lovely people. I had such a good time with Ross that night. It was really one of the best nights that we've had. It was absolutely superb. So, I mean, lots of you have been getting in touch saying that you enjoyed our singing. This is nice. Sylvia says, you sounded very good. Don't put yourselves down. Well, you know what I'm like, though, Sylvia. I'm not exactly big-headed, so I like to sort of play myself down a bit. Who else has said? Chrissy in Taunton, Cynthia in Taunton, Alan in Puritan, all some really nice comments from you guys. Glenys says, that was fantastic. You were great. You should keep it up. You only heard a tiny little bit of what we said, of what we sang just before we heard that song there. We did a little bit of the song Words by the Bee Gees. Rocking Johnny's called Jack and said, there are no words that I could say how much I enjoyed that today. Rocky Johnny, that's good. Did he sing it to you? Oh, bless him. We should have got him on to sing it on air. Next time, Johnny, you got away with it this time. Right, if you want to see the photos of what happened that night, go to Facebook, facebook.com/BBC Somerset. You'll see the photos of the evening. And I'm going to try and put a video up later as well of Ross and me singing in our barbershop quartet. Hopefully you'll see that on Facebook later as well. So if you want to see the terror on our faces, you should be able to enjoy it then. And we'll have more from the Rivertones tomorrow.